Father God, we love you. We love your name. It is mighty. It is powerful. It is omnipotent. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. Here we go, guys. Put your hands together like this. Oh. you guys keep playing, I just want to prophesy something over us tonight. When we were on the plane today, I was reading my devotion, and something just jumped out of the page at me. And my husband, I made him take his earphones out, and I said, "Have you ever seen this before?" And he's like, "What are you talking about, you crazy lady?" I said, "I have never seen this." And I was reading about the story of Gideon and Gideon's 300 men. And I've heard that preached a lot in my life. I'm a church girl, but I've never seen it the way I saw it today. Scripture in the New Living Translation says that there were over 30,000 warriors and fighters that were with Gideon. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and said, "All these can't stay to fight this battle, because if they do, they'll think they did it on their own and they'll take my glory." So he said, "Send 20,000 of them away. If they're scared, if they think they can't fight, send them away." So Gideon went, 20,000 left. He was left with about 12,000 men. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Gideon and said, "Take them down to the river and watch them drink. And the people that lap the water like a dog, those are the ones that are supposed to stay. Now the ones that bow down and are cute with it, make them wait, because this battle isn't theirs to fight." And that wrecked my mind, because we don't have a dog, because my husband won't let us get one, but that's another story. But when I've seen dogs drink, there's nothing cute about it. It gets water everywhere. And I just want to take about 30 seconds and prophesy that there are about 300 people in this room tonight that are about to go crazy. You read the rest of that story. And they went with their trumpets, and they had jars, and they surrounded the camp of the enemy. And when they blew the trumpet and broke the jar, their enemy started killing themselves. Right now, I know, I feel like in the modern day church, there is such an assault on praise. Like, we're so churched that we're done with it. It doesn't even move us. Let me just submit to you that that's why you're still bound. That's why you're still struggling with the same things over and over again. Because you think, right? You think that that's just fleshly. But unless you've ever praised to the point where it's past your flesh, don't be telling me it's fleshly, because I've praised and I've seen my enemy turn and start killing themselves. So we're going to give you about 30 seconds to get wild and get crazy. Get wild and get crazy. Get wild and get crazy. Get wild! 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 Get wild There's something about the name Jesus. Woo! There's something about the name Jesus.
Because he
thankful that he loved you. Just lift your hands and tell him. God, we're thankful that you loved us. God, when I was unlovable, when I hadn't done right, I'm thankful that your grace never let up. It never stopped chasing, never stopped pursuing. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So we worship you. We love you, Jesus. You've even gone to win my war. You come back with the hate of my enemy. You come back and you call it my victory. Yeah. Oh. You go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. Your love becomes my greatest defense, and it leads me from the dry wilderness. And all I did was pray. All I did was worship, and all I did was bow down, and all I did was stay still. So hallelujah, you have saved me. saved me so much better your way. Tonight, but you don't ever have an encounter with Jesus where you don't leave changed. You don't ever have an encounter with Jesus. See, I'm in the room with the miracle. I'm in the room with the one who can do the impossible. And he's here. Believe it.
I'm in the room with the one who can do the impossible.
He's here.
He's here.
I'm in the room.
I'm in the room with the miracle.
If I can see.
I'm in the room with the one who can do the impossible. He's here.
'Cause he loves the impossible in your life. He wants to show up and show out, and that's not in a churchy way. The one who can do the impossible.
He's here. I'm in the room with a miracle. I'm in the room with the one who can do the impossible.